When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, way west. Ashburn, VA, Commanders Park getting ready for Philly this week. Obviously, a huge game for the Burgundy and Gold as they try to get to 10 wins on the season, take down their division rival. Eagles have won 10 in a row and look like an absolute wagon. Sure looks like the NFC is going to run through Philly, but that's why they play the games. B-Mitch has Christmas stuff. He's out being Santa Claus. So we got Toby Altizer filling in. What up, Tobo? How you
What's
doing,
going buddy? On, dude? It's good to be out here. First time out here in the media annex, chilling out where B-Mitch usually chills. So good to be out here.
Yeah, you're blown away by our spacious digs.
It's a beautiful setup, very luxurious.
Yeah, dude. Listen, for a guy that had to do solo shows from a parking lot for a couple of years, it's pretty damn nice in here. Trust me.
Yeah. Much better than being outside today.
Obviously, yeah, it's cold out there. Obviously, the news. So, actually, I'm making a mental note, and when I make a mental note is I'm asking other people to remember because I won't.
Absolutely.
We have Doug Kammerer coming on at 12:30 to give us a weather update for what Sunday is going to look like, because they're playing outdoors this weekend. Like, fans, it's going to be packed. Apparently, ticket prices are through the roof this weekend. And I want to make a mental note. I contend, and I once got yelled at by Dan Snyder for saying this publicly, I think it's usually like 5 to 7 degrees colder in Ashburn than it is at my house inside the Beltway in Bethesda. I don't know if there's like an elevation change. Like, we're kind of out towards the mountains this way, or at least like the hills. I don't know if it's windier out here. I don't know. But I'm telling you, consistently, me and Dan Steinberg, once upon a time, had this conversation, and Dan Snyder then yelled at us about it. But I'm telling you, consistently, it feels colder out here. So, Toby, you're in charge of reminding me to ask Doug.
I'll remember.
Okay.
I'll remember.
Good. I will not.
At least I'll try to remember.
Well, that's a lot less of a promise. We're also going to hear from Quan Martin today, Commander Safety, coming joining us at noon, Peter Rosenberg at 1:30. We're checking in on all things Philly with our guy Dave Zangaro at 11. Packed show, busy show. You're also going to hear from the coordinators, Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. We got a lot to do. It's the beginning of the week in the NFL. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Bowl games are starting up last night. Did you watch? I think JMU beat the hell out of somebody last night, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they were playing Western Kentucky. I didn't watch that game. I had on the Cal game. They were playing UNLV. UNLV won. They ran a sick fake punt. Did you see that? They ran like a almost like a shallow screen on a fake punt.
I did not.
The punter threw like a chest pass, shovel pass over the line. Beautiful fake punt.
That was
punt.
Cal UNLV?
UNLV ran the fake punt. It was right. Beautiful. One of the better fake punts I've ever seen executed.
I am pulling this up. All right, I'm watching right now. Jimmy Traina says this is one of the best fake punt plays I've ever seen. All right, they snap to the punter. Oh, that is awesome. Because it allows him to, like, be, it looks like a punt.
Everybody's coming up, one of the gunners or whatever on the outside.
Did he house call this?
Oh, no, he got about. Down to, like, okay. The 20 or whatever. But, yeah, one of the gunners from the outside cuts across, like, a shallow screen, pop pass over the top. Worked perfectly.
That's great.
It's a genius.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Who won Cal UNLV?
UNLV.
Did you have any action?
I did not, no.
Do you gamble, Toby? I know you're a good, you're
I dabble.
Good boy.
I dabble.
You dabble?
I dabble.
Right, that's what I like to hear.
I'm not very good at dabbling, but I do.
You know, most aren't. They don't tell you that in the commercials. But JMU, I'm pretty sure, beat the hell out of somebody.
Yeah, they did. It was their first, I think it was Western Kentucky, it was their first ever bowl win. So congratulations
to
them.
Okay, they won by 10. Good win. What college bowls we got tonight? Because I know the playoffs start tomorrow. Isn't it tomorrow night?
They do start tomorrow night. And I'm excited about these playoffs. I don't know how you felt about this, JP. I hated the 12-team format at first. But I think there's going to be some good games. I'm excited about this. I was
more
one
that, awesome college football. I'm never going to be mad about.
Yeah, I mean, I was more so frustrated with how some of the, you know, the political correctness and maybe not political, but like the way that these things work. Like Florida State gets left out despite being undefeated last year. Some of that craziness.
Yeah.
This year we're arguing that a 3-loss Bama team needs to be over SMU, who lost in a conference championship game to give them their second loss. I thought they did a good job with that, but I mean, we got some awesome games. I'm excited about what we got on the slate. I mean, these are going to be intriguing matchups to watch.
Totally.
I think it's one of those things too where.
Well, dude, Saturday's a triple header. Which is,
with two NFL games.
Yeah, the NFL games are kind of poo-poo, aren't they? No, I guess.
No, they're good ones.
Texas Chiefs, they're both really good. Why are they going head-to-head like that?
Well, the NFL has to do that because they want these teams to play on Wednesday.
On Christmas Day.
So that you'll notice the four teams playing on Saturday are the same four teams just reshuffled for Christmas Day. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a heck of a matchup for all those things. I mean, it's going to be a heck of a day for football. If you're a football fan, just sit on that couch all day Saturday. It might be the best football day of the year, honestly, where you've got
– Saturday, dude, is nuts. So Friday night is the college football playoff debut, I guess. Indiana, Notre Dame, Indiana in South Bend. I guess that's cool for them. That's like an in-state rivalry. On a personal level, I wish that was Bama going to Notre Dame. The excitement for that would be 50x what Indiana Notre
Dame. Well, I mean,
the
local angle is Coach Cignetti, first year at Indiana, gets his team into the playoff. I don't know how many people are still in on Coach Sig, but I think Indiana could win that. Everybody's kind of writing Notre Dame or as the writing them in. I don't know. I kind of feel like Indiana could win this one.
Quick pause real quick. Landfill, is Coach Cignetti at Indiana the local angle for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, the whole region is just on pins and needles. They're not interested in Skins Eagles on Sunday or how bad the Wizards are.
This is
the
Friday
Hoyas
night.
Won.
Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, they're locked in on Coach Sig at Indiana. You know what's funny is I think everybody – like, every conversation I have is like, oh, Indiana's really going to give Notre Dame a fight. And, like, when you become kind of that public underdog, everybody thinks X will happen, I kind of think Notre Dame might just smoke them. One that I feel like I'm on a bit of an island with this. Nobody thinks SMU belongs. The way that team could – every time I bet an SMU game this year, I lost. And just about every time, I think I took the other team. Because I was like, oh, man, SMU sucks. So I think I might take SMU in the points. I don't know.
I'm
going to bet on all these.
The flip side of that is Penn State in big games never wins.
Yeah.
Like, they always seem to come up short. Like, how many times is it, like, top five matchup?
Just Oregon, Ohio State.
At Happy Valley, something big, and then all of a sudden Penn State loses these games. Even in a whiteout in Happy Valley. I'm interested to see the other thing that I'm a little bit frustrated with some of this stuff. James Franklin was talking about this, Penn State head coach, saying that the college football playoff kind of runs everything with this. Understandably so. It is the college football playoff.
Yeah, so they've dialed back college stuff you can do.
Yeah, so like apparently someone was saying that at the Shoe, Tennessee is going to get like a walkout video. What are we doing? Like the Eagles, if they were to – or if Washington goes to Philly in the playoffs, Washington's not getting a walkout video. Like – run it like a normal home game because that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I heard Ohio State doesn't get to play Hang On Sloopy, and like, I don't know. I try not to get too caught up in all that. There's no way Texas in Austin isn't going to have their full kind of cadre of light shows and everything that happens.
I mean, heck, I work with the Hokies. They made them not play Enter Sandman one time at a basketball game. The student section just sang it anyways. So there's ways around
some
of this
stuff. Why did
they
make them not
sing? I forget what it was. I don't remember the exact scenario, but the student section just took over. So there are ways around it.
At University of Maryland, they've stopped doing this, but for a while, and it was such a dumb decision. Just lame, political correct dumbness. They stopped playing Rock and Roll Part 2 because the students would chant, "You suck." Like, what are we doing? We treat people like infants. It's absurd. I like Tennessee in the points. That D-line is nasty. We'll see. We got time to we have a college football guest tomorrow to preview everything. The biggest game in town is certainly going to be Commanders-Eagles this weekend. And kind of the biggest issue in town yesterday, I mean, you know, that Tennessee, the people in Nashville and Buffalo, the people in Western New York, both of those cities, both of those football fan bases are building new stadiums. Like, they're just, they voted, they built, it's moving forward. Only in Washington. I mean, even in L.A., like, they were able to get, a stadium had a mudslide delay, but they were still able to get that thing built. Only in Washington does the act of just transferring control, let's be crystal clear, because this got very, very mixed up yesterday. The only thing that happened in that proposed legislation is to give control of the RFK site from the feds, who are just letting it rot. Go drive by. Tell me what they're doing with that land. They're letting it rot. The only thing that was proposed is to give control of the land from the federal government to the D.C. city government and allow them to develop and build a new stadium. There's no money attached, not a dime, as Jim Calhoun would say, not a dime. And yet, because of the city we live in and the carpet-bagging jerks that come here and pretend that it's a swamp, even though millions of us live here and it's just home, they insist on messing things up. They just insist upon it and, frankly, lying, outright lying about costs associated with things. All that legislation did was transfer control of the land. And now, depending who you ask, this thing looks to be on life support or maybe already dead. And it's just the little bit of high we got when it seemed like this was going to happen to what it is now, and it's just become another political football for whoever wants to try to grandstand or get their face on cable news to bark about. And just the lack of vision it shows, the lack of empathy or caring for the city all these carpet-bagging jerks have found themselves in. Oh, and by the way, whenever you move here, whatever city or state you come from, you end up staying here because you get rich here as lobbyists, you lying jerks. To not have the vision or the empathy to allow the city to develop a beautiful site. It's riverfront. If you do it right, you know what that is something that the entire nation can be proud of. But no, you'd rather score political points and political victories and be small-minded dorks. Please go back to your shanties wherever they are. Let us live. God damn it.
Yeah, I just want this thing done with. Like, honestly, it's such a unique area, obviously, with the three places, you know, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., fighting over it and what's going to happen and all, like you said, people coming in from the outside making decisions for our area, all of that. But as someone that doesn't get as caught up in all that, just give me a new stadium. Just give me one.
I don't agree with that. I think younger people, because I've heard Stallion say this too, like, oh, I just want the dopest, coolest stadium. I care where it is.
Okay, and I understand that, but just give me a stadium. At least figure out where it's going to be, because then I can at least get, except if it's just going to be next to FedEx Field now or Northwest Stadium, except if it's going to be at the RFK spot. It's clearly not going to be coming to Virginia. Like, just figure out where this thing is going to be.
Conversation about Virginia. Virginia has boxed themselves in as the place stadium deals go to die. Yes. So, like, Virginia ain't in the running. That's Virginia's bad.
100%.
And Landfill's happy about it. He doesn't want him. But, like, we can't. You can't seriously entertain a Virginia Stadium conversation anymore.
No.
Like, Jack Kent Cook, 30 years ago, I think, and Ted Leonsis each held a press conference on the same plot of land that they were going to build a stadium. That is the Bermuda Triangle of stadiums. Yeah. So I think that's an illegitimate conversation at this point. Now, there's tons of illegitimate conversations. For a month, people were talking about Bo Nix ahead of Jaden Daniels for Rookie of the Year. Nothing prevents illegitimate conversations in the era of content creation, right? But I'm done. I think maybe we're talking new practice facility. Maybe they want to build a Burgundy and Gold Hall of Fame somewhere. Yeah. Like, there, I think there are plenty of things Virginia's in play for. But the stadium, like, check, please. It's just not happening.
Well, and that's a good point, too, because, I mean, if you're – we talk about the three different municipalities going after this. You're right. Virginia's kind of out of this. So, really, it's Maryland to D.C. going after this thing. Can you just figure it out? I know you're going to care where it is. I know a lot of people that are older than I am care where it is. I frankly don't. Just build the stupid stadium. I'm going to go wherever it is. I'm going to show up and sit in the stands
wherever
it is.
That's because you never experienced what it was like to have it downtown.
Absolutely.
What if Nats Park was in...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Annandale, would you think it's at school?
No.
Right. Like that. Like you're saying that because you don't know what it
Correct.
Was like, but... you recognize that if something else wasn't downtown, it would be less cool.
100%. I want it at RFK. There's definitively, I want it at RFK. I think it makes the most sense. I think when you have a stadium and you put it in the city, it's 100 times cooler than it being somewhere else randomly around the area. So I 100% agree with you. But my point is just build the stupid thing. Like, let's go. It's so frustrating because whenever we figure out where it's going to go, then we still have to wait. So I want to get that first hurdle out of the way so I at least know, like, okay, now I can start planning because it's going to take a couple of years to build this thing. I'm excited for whatever it's going to be. It's going to be awesome.
A lot of years.
But hurry up. Like, enough is already. Like, we've waited years for this because we knew it was coming.
So if you're in the legit hurry up camp, then you want them to stay in Maryland. Maryland has money on the table and a site. Like,
yeah.
The hurry up camp is Landover.
They're the only ones
with cash on the table and ready to go.
So I don't know that I'm necessarily in the hurry up and build the stadium because you're right. That would go to Maryland. I'm more so
that's the only,
figure
the
out
only
where
hurry
it's going.
Up camp is Maryland. All right, so I don't know how much construction you've done on your home.
No.
Right? There are what the word in construction is there's three things you want. You want it done well, you want it done cheap, and you want it done fast, mm-hmm. right? No matter what construction company you choose, you only get two out of those three. You want well and fast. You want it built well and built fast. It's expensive as hell.
Yeah.
You want it cheap and fast, which is what they did at FedEx. You get a cheap product.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not going to get all three of those things. So the best location is undoubtedly RFK Stadium. The most realistic location, the fastest location, is undoubtedly Maryland. To me... to do this right, and I've talked about this over and over and over. People's vision that this is just about a stadium for 10 games a year for the Commanders is so dumb. This is about transforming an area of the city and putting Washington on par with the great cities of the world, frankly.
Yeah.
Like, you know why the World Cup goes back to Italy? Because they can play in a dope stadium outside of Rome. Like, the Meadowlands kind of sucks, but New York City's just such a gravitational pull that things go there. So they built SoFi in L.A. because they can get every single event in the world. They had to redo the Superdome because it was getting old and kind of junky. And they redid it. They put some money into it. It's dope because everybody loves New Orleans. Miami had to redo whatever the hell that stadium was called. Joe Robbie once upon a time. And now Hard Rock is sick. And Miami will get every great event. Paris, Tokyo, London. Like, if you want to be on par with those cities, you build this stadium. It's not just about football, you simple-minded, carpet-bagging idiots. Like, have a vision.
Yeah,
and everybody just refuses it.
You're right. I mean, the World Cup is coming to the North America in 2026. So the world is coming to the United States, Mexico, I think a couple games in Canada. You know where they're not playing?
Here.
D.C.
It's embarrassing.
The biggest country hosting this thing isn't going to even have their national capital represented because the stadium sucks. So you're 100% right. And
that's not to say that if they build a new one and it's nice and it's cool, events will go there. Like, there are still events going to Northwest Stadium. I don't want to be unfair to Northwest Stadium. They had Beyonce for, I think, two nights this past summer. Next summer they got Metallica and AC/DC. Like, a lot of big-name acts go there. But it's getting harder and harder to ignore or perhaps put your head in the sand that Taylor Swift wouldn't come.
There you go.
World Cup wouldn't come. I think Springsteen only played Baltimore. I think he played Baltimore and Nats Park. Nats Park's going to continue to siphon away this stuff. It's a little bit smaller, and baseball's a little bit more difficult than a true football stadium. You know, just the layout's a little bit different. But people hate that place, and it doesn't have great infrastructure. There's an undeniable reason why some of this stuff isn't going there. And, you know, like, I am mentally prepared for the grandstanding of local D.C. politicians about the money that's going to be involved in building this stadium. I am mentally prepared for that, and I know that's coming. Fine. Cool. That at least you have a real leg to stand upon, because it's, you know, we're diverting money from public schools to build a stadium. I can understand that. Now, my rationalization would be, yeah, but it's an investment and it'll come back 20-fold, right? Like, that's how I view it. I recognize others view that differently and have a somewhat legitimate, there's a somewhat legitimate argument there. What is currently happening by these people on a federal level that come to this city, that claim they don't want to, yet they fight like hell to get here, and then they're just denying what the people here want, is so incredibly frustrating. It is beyond frustrating that we continue to have our lives dictated by people that don't freaking live here. Please go away. Never come back. If you think it's a swamp, get the hell out of here. It's not that hard. Get the hell out of here. Dave Zangaro at 11.
Hey, y'all. It's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.